Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
FNMs, FNMs. On Thursday, May 23rd at the British Colonial, come out to the endorsement event for our leader, Michael Pintar. FNMs from far and wide, come and pledge your support as he campaigns for re-election as the leader of the Free National Movement. 7 p.m. sharp at the British Colonial, Nassau, Bahamas. You don't want to miss this.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
To sing my song, I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give child the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, but we ain't never left alone, And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song. Oh, no, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
Chita, s'il vous plaît, y'a prélé pour radiographie. Tale, c'est ça qui fait relé Saltan. Ou pas de problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultats. Ça veut dire entrer, sortir. Si test depuis stage, moutre, zoologue nous, car qu'on dit alternatif, test depuis stage ça. kounya la mèm. Ou bien, rele nou nan 328-81-57 pou fè randevou a Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien rele nou nan 328-81-57 fè randevou a Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien visite location nou Kamake Lod Chaudière.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Welcome to Talking Heads with Peyton Thursdays. This is Talking Heads on Guardian Radio. You know, y'all usually see me on a Thursday, but now that we're doing some things that I like to do, my esteemed mentor, friend, and the young man who gave me the opportunity to do here is going to be the person taking the show over today. How you doing, big brother?
I take the show over any day. This is my darn show. But you give you all fellas an intro, let's take a mile.
You see how these high yellow fellas is?
That's how we go.
See? But not even something.
I raised in Chippenham, but you raised me that far. I'm not like this. So would you
I
expect?
Raised on Infant View Road in Chippenham, the heart of Chippenham.
There you go. I raised from...
Right now for where Mr. Chippen Billy
House. Right, but I on the more high yellow side of Chippenham, but I'm still there.
I had a friend who used to say, people live in Chippenham is the bougie. He said, we'll come out of the ghetto.
That's us right here. That's hello. Us. Yeah, but no, man, I appreciate it. I get to do each and every Thursday, put a hole in the damn party so I could do what I do with my philanthropic efforts with youth sports and getting back and giving to the community.
Always great.
And you always do a great job holding it down.
Thank you.
MJ is zooming in right now, too. I'm sure she'll chime in short order.
Okay.
But like I say, always a pleasure to chip, but I mean, no ditty. But on a Thursday, this out of my league, and I'm used to doing certain things right now, like pregame for jokers that I'm having to hold back from.
You're one of the best in the business, so you could adapt.
But I know that this is a thing right around the corner there. You can even go have a walk. You can give me some, get some tickets for me.
I can do that.
You have a few cocktails before I leave. But
I can do that.
This is definitely a good opportunity to be here. And we've talked for several weeks leading up to this. You know, I've alluded to it for years on the show.
Yep.
Especially when we made the switch over from Shirley to Oaksfield.
Yes.
And doing big things with Guardian, much to the chagrin of a lot of people out there. But I have called it for a minute there.
Yes.
And here we are today, you know, a couple of weeks away from convention.
Yes.
It was ironic. I ran through some of the coolest videos. And, you know, I actually did one on June 2nd, 2022.
Oh, really?
Saying the same thing, like this day was going to happen, this day was coming to watch out.
Okay.
So for all y'all out there who like to say, I don't know, Pinto, I'd pay, oh, no, man, I've been doing this for the free for years. Yes, I just call it out. And I
can attest to that.
You all got to watch out for me. Not only am I calling sports at like a 78% clip, now I'm starting to call politics.
You all got to watch out. Clip.
I transform it into the Bohemian Bill Maher right in front of
you. Say something on radio.
I'm going to say Joe Rogan. Joe made more money.
Yes.
Because Joe got the MMA and Joe got all that other stuff.
But yes.
It is exciting to be here. And like I said, MJ, chime in whenever you're in, because I don't have headphones, but we have speakers, so chime in whenever you want.
And I'm not going to be around much longer. I'm going to go do some other things.
But like I said, we got lots to talk about, and this is an exciting event. And I think this is the first time that we've ever had an endorsement event.
This is
for candidates.
We try to do things a little differently in the Free National Movement, so this is an endorsement event for our leader, Michael Pintard. So we're going to be here at the
British Colonial at the beginning at 7 p.m., where people from FNM from every walk of life, former members of parliament, former cabinet ministers, former senators, MCMs, ACMs, existing executives of the party, all are going to be here to endorse Michael Pintard as our leader of the Free National Movement. So without further ado, I have some other things to do, Naughty. So I brought a good friend along who can sit here and tell you everything you need to know.
We're going
to
talk to him right after the break.
Yes, right after. So
what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to hit everybody up, how you can chime in, because, you know, when I'm on live remote, I take texts and I take calls. That's how I roll.
Not a problem.
So you could always, you know, chime in like we always do right here on Talking Heads each and every afternoon. And here's how you chime in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316. 3264 toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Quick commercial break, flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. We are live, Talking Heads is live the Thursday. May 23rd edition, right? 23rd today,
yes,
right? May 23rd edition, we're live. Thursday edition, we're live from the British Colonial Hilton. It is the official endorsement event for FNM leader Mr. Michael Pintard. As you know, they go to convention on June 1st. And we have a full segment for you today. 2 hours live with all of the who's who of the FNM. From the hierarchy to the newest member that just joined, everybody here endorsing Mr. Pintard today.
Yes.
So we'll have that conversation on the flip side of the break. Something we've done first time ever, I think, in politics here. So I'm glad to be, you know, a trailblazer yet again. Thank you, buddy, for putting me in that position.
Hey, my brother.
No diddy. All right, so we can go to the break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll have a great conversation. Our first guest, Mr. Brian Brown from Golden House, a great constituency of Golden House.
Yes.
I'll be getting caught up with Mr. Brian Brown on the flip side of the break, having a good conversation with him as we continue the Thursday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads right after this.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Ice cream lovers, are you ready to elevate your springtime indulgence and taste of luxury with Häagen-Dazs? For a limited time only, treat yourself to the quality of Häagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99 per pint. Yes, you heard that right. Indulge in the finest flavors without breaking the bank. This exclusive offer is available at all Lickety Split and Super Value locations. Experience the premium quality of Häagen-Dazs at an unbeatable price. Spring has never tasted this good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans. And we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
They say the sun and I shine for all, but there in some people world you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Check one. We're back at you, the 23rd edition of Talking Heads. We're not in the company right up until 6 p.m. I know MJ's supposed to be zooming in. We got MJ zoomed in yet?
Good afternoon.
Let me know when MJ zooms in, Kermie.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, MJ, what's going on?
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, we need to bring your volume up a little bit, but we could definitely hear you. So we're live, like I said, at the British Colonial Hilton. I'm so sorry you had to Zoom in today, but I will indulge and enjoy all of the eats and treats that they have out here. Pearly, you can make sure I am well taken care of. And you know me, I'm prone to tote, so I will bring you something. You know how I roll. All right, Mr. Producer, could we bring MJ up, please? Wally, we need Wally over here. When Wally got a second. But MJ, we'll get you sorted in one quick second. But in the meantime, until we get that worked out, I got Mr. Brian Brown here from the great constituency of Golden Isles. And he's no stranger to elections, to campaigns, to the FNM. And we're going to have a conversation with him right now and get caught up. First of all, Mr. Brown, good to see you, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah, been a minute.
But see you too. So we're here today. And obviously, this is the first time we're seeing this done, you know, in the history of politics in this country, I think, an endorsement, you know, event.
Yes, sir.
And obviously, you're here today, number one, obviously, to endorse the current leader of the Free National Movement, Mr. Michael Clifton Pintard.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't really know that middle name recently until all y'all started saying Clifton.
We won't give you the full name.
We got to call him Cliffy for short. Now, I got to give him a nickname, all right? But let me know why you're endorsing and supporting Mr. Pintard for the leadership.
I'm endorsing. First of all, I want to say hello to the wonderful people of Golden Isles. I'm endorsing Michael Pintard for leader of the Free National Movement because of his work that I see that Michael performed. He's performed as a senator. He performed well as a chairman of the party. He's performed well as a cabinet minister. He's performed well as a member of parliament in the Marco City. And even as a candidate, when he didn't even win, he performed well. And so today, after seeing Michael Pintard for the last 2.5 years as leadership of the party, I'm here today on this 23rd day of May to endorse Michael C. Pintard for leader of the Free National Movement.
And I obviously, you know, that's from a personal standpoint, but obviously your constituents are obviously behind you because you represent that constituency from a branch level, correct? So I guess that's the feel of Golden Isles, correct?
From association level, and everywhere I go in Golden Isles, I live there. And everywhere I go, people say, give us Pintard. That's the people's choice, and I heard the voice of the people, and so I'm giving the people Michael Clifton Pintard.
Now, compared to other leaders in the past, because you're not a Johnny-come-lady FNM. You've been a podcast member for years.
1987, from Boozy Roll Time. From Aaron Bailey High School.
God, from when I came out of high school,
yeah,
almost.
I came out of Aaron Bailey in 1987. My first shot was in Carmichael with Anthony Boozy Roll. And
there
I
you go.
Down the line.
So you've been under some veteran politicians.
Veteran Frank Watson, Charles Maynard, Anthony Boozy Roll.
God bless the dead. Charlie was a good guy.
Yep.
And now obviously you got a name, so obviously you know all of those names were synonymous with one man.
Yeah, I can tell you that. I could tell you that.
All right. How is it in comparison to being around them, to being around Mr. Pintard? What does he offer and what does he show you? Some of the qualities the defining qualities that he brings to the table.
Mr. Pintard, you could offer us in terms of, you could see that he's ready to serve the people. Mr. Ingram was one of those ones. I'll talk with Mr. Ingram, was those ones who come from humble beginning. And he'll tell you where he came from. Mr. Pintard always shared, he know what it is to live on Key West Street, Fox Hill, Padolia Street, Yellow Elder. And so he knows what the people need. And so I'm seeing the traits where that I'm supporting him because he is the people's choice.
Now, when you say he's the people's choice, I mean, we got a broad section of people in this country. Obviously, we didn't see the voting turnout the last election that we did, that we hope to see this election. And I say that we as in general, as in Bahamians, because when a full populace comes out to vote, I think then you have a good election.
You have a good election.
You have a statement from the nation. Uh-huh. So the majority of the people who vote and take it seriously. I think a lot of people are disillusioned and disenfranchised. Do you think Mr. Pintard, in your opinion, has that quality to bring voters back who were on the sideline and who were disgruntled and were disenfranchised?
No, he have already started a one when he became the leader in November of 2021. He's been reaching out to person, final what's the reason why they didn't show up, why they, you know, having these problems with the Free National Movement or candidate or how, whatever were their problem. he were reaching out, and he's still doing it. He developed a homecoming committee that these persons will bring back persons into the party and to make sure at the end of the day we welcome them back with open arms.
Well, that was going to be my next question. There has been, you know, no point hiding. I mean, it's been a very public, you know, riff within the FNM between the Minnis faction, the Pintard faction, and especially the what I call the Minnisites or the minions of Minnis. Do you think that Mr. Pintard has the power and the ability to unify the party post-convention if he's successful?
He, not only him by himself, the entire party, Naughty, will have to come together and say, listen, Mr. Pintard is being the duly elected leader, and this is who we're going to have to show our support, all hands on deck. We as an entire party needs to come together with Mr. Pintard. He has the ability, but with all of us around him, it could be done.
As far as the youth goes, because, you know, there's two spectrums of society that I feel that we ignore, the young and the old. Well, in this era, both the young and the old are very active on social media with their smartphones. I've heard a lot from the older portion of society. But what about the younger portion of society? What have you heard? What's their take on Mr. Pintard?
Mr. Pintard could relate to the young people because, you know, he sit down on a daily basis with the TYA and other groups at the COB and find out young people. So they could relate to him because he gets down with them, advice from them. And at the end of the day, the youth is on board with, I've got the youth in my area, and all they're telling me, Mr. Brown, Mr. Pintard.
I mean, it seems synonymous. I mean, if you look at the women's branch, results,
association, yeah.
Association results, if you look at the youth section.
Is, yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like he does have support. But now, unfortunately, those branches have a lot of members. But now we got to turn to the delegates and the council members in order to support Mr. Pintard, because that's where the vote comes from.
The MCMs, the ACMs, the delegates, and the youth delegates. They're the persons, former senators, you got former chairmen, so we got to turn to them for the vote.
Well, I saw an article in one of the dailies today that Mr. Pintard seems to have full support of Mr. Minnis, former cabinet, as well as, you know, everybody involved in the opposition today, outside of Mr. Minnis, obviously.
I will tell you this, Mr. Pintard have about 80% of Mr. Minnis' cabinet that support Mr. Pintard. And matter of fact, I don't even have to call their name. They openly came and said that they support Mr. Pintard.
So if we look at the numbers, it seems like at this stage, 2 weeks out, there's a heavy lean toward Mr. Pintard.
It's a heavy, heavy.
Or a list at this stage, not even a lean, a list.
A list.
Yeah, you know, our ship go from a lean to a list.
Yes. You're right.
Now, as far as the former cabinet, you talked about 80% supporting Mr. Pintard. What about the folks that actually vote? The last time you guys had a convention, it was like a 2-1 margin, possibly 3-1 margin, but Dr. Minnis didn't run. So, you know, that's the turnout. In your opinion, how does that aspect look at it? The meat and potatoes, what really counts?
Naughty, I'll tell you this. Some of those persons who didn't vote for Mr. Pintard last election are now voting for Mr. Pintard.
Wow.
I'm telling you that. Person who I know personally who would say they voted for some other candidate now are voting for Mr. Pintard.
Okay, we got a couple of texts. Okay, we're at the live from the British Colonial. Okay, Naughty definitely Sands would step down from Minnis if Minnis wins the FNM leadership. And you can also, Mr. Lang, could also tell Pintard that Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are working together. Now, despite her loss, I want the same for them. The only difference, whoever lost became deputy leader. Boy, listen, text, when you mix up that American politics with Bahamian politics, you end up with a train wreck.
Yeah, you know I mixed that.
We got another text. Let me just get to this. Good afternoon, Naughty. I'm so upset as a UB graduate. Why would the people who manage the stadium dismantle the stadium a week before UB's graduation to do so-called repairs, we would have paid in advance. Now you'd be saying we could only have two guests and our family has traveled to see us graduate. We need Minister Burleigh and Minister Wex to get this stadium fixed, please. Wow. I mean, and when you hear about stuff like that, and I have to ask the question, knowing, you know, what Mr. Pintar knows and his background with sports and being involved in sports and youth sports and culture, I mean, I got to ask you, do you think he can handle things a little bit differently?
Well, Mr. Pintar?
From how it's been handled?
Yeah.
Do you think we have avoided this
very
situation?
Proactive. Very proactive in things. Mr. Pintar would never let that stadium get, you know, UB graduation, you know the stadium needs use.
I mean, I think, you know, a big part of these kids' schooling is looking forward to graduation, putting on the cap and gown and graduating. And for it to be changed now, you know, not being where they used to having it done, I know they must feel some type of way.
So they're invited, their graduation is now down to two, I think.
Yeah,
only
two persons,
so it's not good.
That's crazy right there. Text, I'm going to do some more due diligence on that too. If you could text me back and tell me when your graduation is supposed to be, that'll help me out a lot as well, too. But, like I said, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to this situation. And I'm sure we're going to hear from other, you know, members of the opposition who are in action in the House of Assembly. We'll have former members of Parliament chime in as well today. I have a whole list of folks I'm going to talk to, and I appreciate you spending some time here with me, Mr. Brown, giving me your insight. And I appreciate your keen insight because, like I said, you're a veteran of this. You've been around here, so I respect your opinion. But you know we got to talk about this, and not to sidetrack too much, but I know you know. Red Cross, F&M Fair coming up.
Oh, yeah, man.
I just saw the heroes of the Red Cross. We got some Conky Kong fritters out there. That's what I care about.
Conky Kong fritters.
I don't care about the rest.
Listen,
I want them Conky Kong fritters, them real Kong fritters.
If you don't find it, I will show you where to get it.
All right.
Conky Kong fritters.
What else they got out there to eat?
You got grilled wood, chicken, pork, fish, conk, whatever you want.
I got a tote.
I'm listening. You could tote all night because we can be there until midnight.
Trying to get your Miss Choke as well at night too because the Irish can have
you. Not you going to have to miss that.
Yeah, I might have to put the duck and jokers in advance with all that food. Conky Kong fritters and ribs and chicken and fish. My God.
So you need to be there.
A lot of them is down home recipe too.
Listen, you're down home. You got it. Auckland's, you got Exuma, you got all of the islands down home. If one don't taste good, go to the next.
All right, now I got to ask you this one before we get to the break, and then we'll be back to get you into the 5 o'clock hour. But the Texans want to know, ask Mr. Brown, does he plan on having a future in politics? We think he'd be good serving on the front line.
For me? Yeah, man. No, I ran last election for Golden Isles. I'm still working in Golden Isles. My headquarters is still open. I just leave from there to get here. And so I'm still working in the grounds. Yeah, I live there, and I just want to represent there. I want to live there and represent the people of Golden Isles. So I'm looking forward for it. Whenever the government decides to call for the general election, I'm looking forward for it.
All right, real quick before we get to the break, is there anything you'd just like to say in leaving that you want to put out there for potential supporters of the F&M, like I said, who have been disgruntled, have been disenfranchised? There's an opportunity for you to, you know, welcome them back home.
Yeah, I'm saying to the disgruntled F&M or, you know, those ones who are on the fence and trying to see where the party's going, I'm telling, let's give Michael Pintar a try. I believe Michael will do us well. And so I'm asking you, those ones, get involved with your association, get involved with the Women's Association, get involved with the young people, the TYA. The F&M is the best party to govern this country. And so I'm calling all F&Ms, if you disgruntled, come home, come home.
All right, now we're so glad to have MJ chime back in. MJ, you have any questions for Mr. Brown before we get to the break?
Hey, Naughty. Yes, I was just very curious about the future of the Free National Movement. I know that there has been a lot of talk, but they're going to work very hard to make sure the party is united after these upcoming elections. I'm just curious to hear from your guests. you know, what are some of the things, what are some of the plans that the party has on tap? What can we expect from the FNM once you come out of this convention? Because like we were discussing the other day, it feels like we're already in silly season. So what can we expect from the FNM in terms of getting their message out, some plans that they may have for the future to present to the Bahamian people to show that they believe that they're the better choice, they're the better alternative in terms of governing this country?
Okay, great question. After this convention, all the dust will be settled. We have the leader confirmed, getting ready for 2026 general election. What are we going to do? Our candidate with the chairman for our party will continue to have the elections for those association, getting those association ready, up and running for our next general election. We will also have the new Women's Association. They are now in place. We will make those persons who will deal with those ladies' issues and whatever issues that they have, we have those persons. The leader meets at office every Tuesday morning to meet with concern with persons of our party. And so we will unite. The FNM, I'll tell you this, Naughty. The FNM had the same situation in 2016 where we had two races for the leadership. And this is not new to us. And so all hands on deck, we're all together. And I'm most certain at the end of the day, we'll be victorious. And
all right. Thank you, Mr. Brennan. I guess I got to get to the break right now. MJ, we're going to take the break. We're getting to the news, and on the flip side of the news, we'll pick things back up. We are live at the British Colonial. It is the FNM endorsement event for leader Mr. Michael Pindod. As you know, that convention is coming up on June 1st. I think this is a first. MJ, I think this is the first time we've seen this in the history of politics in this country. So we actually trailblazers today doing something new and innovative. And hopefully the other parties will do the same so people can get a better understanding of their candidates and the leadership candidates, especially, you know, who's going to be, you know, potentially leading the nation and running the country come the next election. And I do agree we're in the midst of the silly season. Texas, I will get to y'all's text on the flip side of the break. But right now, we will take that quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the news. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll pick up the conversation. We are live at the British Colonial. It is the FNM endorsement event for Mr. Michael Pintard, leader Michael Pintard, and it continues right after this.
And that you sing my song, my song. I've been running for the I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neuro for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Flavored Island Games, we making dreams come true. Flavored Island Games, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay. Island Games, we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games, we can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
They say the sun and a shiny world, but there in some people's world, you never shine at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire.
We're back at you on the Thursday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. MJ zooming in. And, you know, Pearly is somewhere around the place. But we're going to continue our conversation today at the British Colonial Hilton. And it is all part of the endorsement event for F&M leader Michael Pintaud. As you know, the F&M is going to convention June 1st. And tonight, the F&M is holding an event. Team Pintaud is holding an event, the endorsement of the leader, Mr. Michael Pintaud. And they got a broad cross-section of folks that are going to be attending this event. We're speaking to some now, and obviously it's going to go well into the evening. So that you're going to have a broad section of F&Ms coming out to support. And it's our pleasure to be here and have a great conversation. We just spoke to Mr. Brian Brown. And now, I think Pearly is giving me the high sign. We get to take it to the Eastern Road right now. One of my favorite sessions of the Bahamas, the Eastern Road. So I'm going to talk to the MP for St. Anne's, Mr. Adrian White. He's chiming in right now. So I'd like to welcome him to the show. Adrian, how are you, man? Hope all is well with you in the farmhouse, everybody.
Everybody's in top shape, Naughty. Thanks very much. Glad to be on the show with you this evening. Great day in F&M history, great day in national history.
Well, let's cut right to the chase. The trailblazing event, because I think this is the first time we've done this in the history of politics in this country, have like an endorsement event for a candidate. I want you to speak briefly for me, because I got a couple of questions for you. I know that MJ's going to chime in as well. What's it like to be a part of the opposition with Mr. Pintaud? What's it like to go to the House every day, you know, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, holding the administration of the day accountable? Do you see some of the qualities of great leadership in that arena?
It's an empowering experience. Coming in as a rookie MP, my first term in government, serving in the opposition, I was given great opportunities by our former prime minister. But being shoulder to shoulder with Iron Mike, the next leader of the Free National Movement, continuing on to become the next prime minister of the country. It's a blessing. I mean, all of us in the Bahamas have heard him on his feet in the House of Assembly. He outshines anyone on the government side, anyone, and he is better on his feet than anyone in the opposition. I'm extremely fortunate. He's a young man, and I'm looking forward to the future that he is going to bring to this country. He served twice in different ministries under the last administration, Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. And in each, he has something very significant to his record, along with his other executive member colleagues, members of the cabinet at that time.
Now, as a young MP, like you mentioned, and obviously, you know, you're motivated to go in every day. What about the long term? If the FNM, you know, and Mr. Pintaud wins in convention and goes on to secure the government of the country in 2026, what's it like for you to be part of that team? What excites you and what part of that, working along and under the leadership of Mr. Pintaud?
The history of Parliament in the Bahamas goes back centuries. So just to be a part of that for a brief glimpse, brief moment in time, is going to be an honor and privilege that I will remember for the rest of my days, that I will honor as a representative in the House of Assembly as I stand on the shoulders of the men and women that came before me. But with Michael Pintaud as the leader in government, you're going to see, and I expect his record will continue. So where you saw under Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture before, the Bahamas at cabinet level recognized that sailing was the national sport, where you saw in the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources that legislation was passed to try to keep the Dominicans off our Bahama banks. Everything that the people are going to express as being important for them, for the country, for the future, is what a Pintaud administration, I expect, will target, and I will be there to do my part. There's a number of areas under the executive that I have an interest in, but most importantly, something we've never seen done properly yet, is the planning of how we're going to use the land and the policies for how we're going to use the land. We have an act that required the application of a land use plan and land use policies, and that still hasn't happened. Instead, what we're doing is piecemeal here and there, and we're even looking now in Grand Bahama places that already have their own planning authority. We're trying to put our nose into their business. But with that aside, I mean, man kept Dominicans off our Bahama banks. The man, as a member of the executive, was able to recognize sailing as a national sport. I'm just excited about what is going to come next. And the people, especially the young person, should be excited, because with enough time, and 5 years will be enough to get some things done, but with enough time, just about everything the people may want, I expect will be able to be addressed and done to their satisfaction. A new future is on the horizon.
All right, MJ.
Good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon, Adrian White. It's so good to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us. I was just curious, because even when I listened to you speak, I sense a lot of optimism and a lot of enthusiasm, which is far different from the, you know, the opposition that we saw emerging out of the last general elections. You guys, you know, naturally left a bit dejected after what happened during the elections. But recently, everyone that I've heard speak about Mr. Pintaud seems to have this really enthusiastic, you know, countenance about them. They're encouraged about what a continued Pintaud leadership and possible, you know, future prime ministership would look like. What is it about Mr. Pintaud? Because I'm sure, you know, having worked with him closely, you than maybe some Bahamians can see, what is it about him that has you so enthusiastic and so optimistic that he's definitely the person to lead not only the party, but the country into the future?
His ability to keep track and manage so many national issues in his own mind when he's on his feet is exemplary. It stands out. I think it's better than we've seen Christie, better than we've seen Davis, better than we've seen Minnis. And I wasn't around to listen to too much of what Sir Lyndon Pinling said from his feet. I know he was an outstanding orator, very intelligent man, a learned attorney like myself, but definitely a standout for his generation. I think Michael C. Pintard is the standout for this generation. And while we have two great leaders in the Free National Movement that are vying for the leadership position after June 1st, it's Michael Pintard's time. And I'm standing there with him on that. And I'm always going to protect the legacy of the great, most honorable Hubert Alexander Minnis. So no one can get in my face and talk bad about me to the gentleman that gave me the candidacy and the nomination for the St. Anne's constituency. But when you have two great men, and one is younger and as or more capable, for me, the decision's easy. We go in with Michael Pintard. He's going to take on Brave Davis. He's around the same age as Chester Cooper, and he's better than Chester Cooper, no doubt.
All right, MJ, you have another one for him? Because I have another one for Mr. White.
Go ahead.
Okay, Adrian, Mr. White, quick question for you. If you've noticed, this administration seems to lack vision and planning. They're quick to tax and charge and tariff and sneaky tax. And I hear rumors of a sugar tax coming, and you know I'm for that because I like my sweets. So my question to you would be, does Mr. Pintard have the vision to be a visionary leader and come up with plans and options for the Bahamas to get all Bahamians, regardless of political affiliation, to where we need to be without having to tax like so many previous leaders have done before?
He does. I mean, this administration, just from listening to you and from what I've seen and other ways that they've been described, this administration is the plaques and tax administration. So they're taxing us and they're putting plaques on buildings that have begun by previous administrations, or they're renaming legislation, they're making amendments to legislation. They're putting plaques and tax on the backs of Bahamians. But definitely Michael Pintard. We look at him now because he is the leader of the Free National Movement at this time. I expect he'll be the leader of the Free National Movement after June 1st. But from the age of 18, when I was still going to Waterloo, hanging out on Cabbage Beach, working at the poop deck between high school and university and between bar school and law school, earning tips on tables, that's what I was up to. Michael Pintard has continued in between his time at universities in the U.S. and in Canada. He's continued to be an activist fighting on the street. So you'll find a lot of young persons today aren't involved in politics. Well, that really was, in my opinion, how it was during my youth as well. At election time, yes, we come out, help the family, help the party, help everybody move the ballots, count from one place to another so that we can keep track of how the voting's going through the day. But Pintard has been an activist. He's been a leader since he was little, since he was a little man. But now he is the big man in the country. He's the big man in the FNM. And it's his time. And I'm going to be there doing my part, as he'll have me, to ensure that the work he does is the best that can be done for the Bahamian public.
One more question, because you mentioned Parliament, and I think that about a couple of weeks ago, the whole country got to witness what was supposed to be question and answer time. I think the governing PLP party received a lot of backlash, and I personally feel rightfully so, because not many of the questions that were posed by the opposition were answered, and they're questions that the whole country wants answers to. What do you guys think question time is going to look like moving into the future? And do you have any indication whatsoever that the government is going to approach it differently than they did in the last session?
They have to approach it different. Last session, there was complete contempt held. And you found that it wasn't where the minister responsible for the question being put stood up and said, I'm not prepared on this or anything else today. I mean, that would have been shameful enough. But they kept standing up and giving the same response with different language. And what it did was it actually gave a great portrayal, depicted exactly where we find ourselves with the PLP in government right now as it comes to the accountability on their part as executive to the legislature and to the people of the Bahamas. There was great contempt shown. They're going to have to change it. And it's not a difficult job to do. They essentially receive the question, hand it off to the ministry. The ministry puts together the response, and then they bring it back into the House of Assembly, and all they have to do is give their response. Something, there's no reason why you can't give a response. And I think the people are more fed up when there's no response as opposed to when it's a response that they still may have a problem with. At least you're being responsive. As it relates to the next administration, I expect that we're going to be more involved in all aspects of Parliament. So that's in the House of Assembly and Senate. You have committees. You have several committees under the rules of procedure of the House of Assembly that aren't functioning because they're not meeting. The Public Accounts Committee, which is the only committee that has a majority of opposition members on it, and it's led by the Honorable Michael C. Pintard, is the only one that meets regularly. None of the committees that I'm on have met regularly, and a few of the committees that were appointed after the House came back from being prorogued haven't even met yet. Some of them are committees that we signed up internationally to say that we would be responsible for and under. You'll hear when the Speaker closes the regular order of business in any session that she's asking for reports from committees, and no one ever says a thing. A report from a committee should come once a topic at that committee has been dealt with and addressed. If no one is giving reports on committees, you know that nothing is being addressed at the committee level. When it comes time to the next administration, I expect that we will be honoring that question time. There seems to have been a lot of understanding lost as to what is meant to be done during question time, but it's half an hour every second Wednesday of the month when the House is sitting. Not just when the House is sitting on the second Wednesday of the month, because you can just avoid that date. But if the House is sitting in that month, we should be called back on the second Wednesday, 30 minutes for question time, and the clock begins to run once that 30 minutes starts. That's why you saw the Minister for Energy, the Honorable Jo Beth Colby, giving that expanded answer continuously going on with nothing more added to it. She and the Prime Minister ended up doing was wearing out the patience of the people.
All right, I got a question for you. And before I get to that, it was so ironic that you mentioned, you know, the Speaker of the House. I just want to let you know, Mr. White, I think those are some great engagements that you have with the Speaker of the House. It makes my time watching the House very enjoyable. I see the fond and keen friendship you two have, and the camaraderie is there. But I like how the fact you will carry the task when you need to. So I appreciate that, because at the end of the day, that's truly what the job of the opposition is, holding the administration's feet to the fire, no pun intended. And I think you guys do a good job of that, man. But I still say, yeah, Madam Speaker might throw the gavel at you one day, though.
Yes, she may do, but I have the utmost respect for the Speaker. It's a difficult position. Sometimes, in my opinion, the opinion of my colleagues, she doesn't get it right. And I can see the reaction of government sometimes when she does something that they also feel she's not doing right. But that's generally when she's doing something fair in favor of the opposition.
But my question, outside of that little moment, I know you stand for the great constituency of St. Anne's. St. Anne's has been very vocal as far as how they feel about Dr. Minnis. What is the take from your constituency with Mr. Pintard? Is it a resounding endorsement of Mr. Pintard from St. Anne's and the Eastern Road?
Yeah, from the delegates, the 10 delegates that are coming from the Constituency Association, it's a resounding majority support for Pintard. This is the first time we're doing anything that comes close to voting as a bloc, but that's not something that we're enforcing. It's just something that I know as the member, if not 9 or 10 of those delegates from the association will be voting for Pintard. And I expect a big percentage of our MCMs, which include Brent Simonette, Mike Lightborn, Richard Lightborn, J.M. Charlotte Albury, Sandra Knowles, and Frederick Lightborn, will be making the decision based on what they think is best for the party. I haven't spoken to them directly. Those are the senior people. But I know that Pintard has great support in the country. Great support in the country. And delegates, they're a small percentage of the overall national voters, but delegates listen to what the public is saying. Because at the end of the day, the person that they select from their political organization, in this case, the Free National Movement, is going to be the person that they think best fits what the public is asking for and is most capable of delivering that on behalf of the people.
All right, my last question for you, Mr. White, and I know you're busy, and we have some other guests coming up, but I appreciate you chiming in and being so candid with us. But real quick, we do know that if Mr. Pintaud is successful in retaining the leadership here convention, the FNM convention, then it's on to the elections. And I think, you know, like MJ's alluded, and we've alluded already on the show this week and last week, it seems like silly season has already started. Do you think that Mr. Pintaud has the qualities to not only win the government next election, but also unify and heal the nation in the process? Because, you know, post-elections is always a disconnect, but for the most part, does he have the qualities and the leadership skills to make the Bahamas whole and bring everybody together and think country first?
He is. He's a man for this time, and that can't be denied. I have a lot to learn from him and his approach, the way that he openly represents that he not only of members of the Free National Movement, but members of the Progressive Liberal Party. Everyone in the Bahamas is under Pintard's umbrella for leadership, for representation, protection, and advancement.
All right. Thank you very much for chiming in, Mr. White. I appreciate you, man. My regards to the family and all my crew on the Eastern Road and in the great St. Ives constituency. Thank you for chiming in. Appreciate you. And we will definitely talk soon over the next couple of months as we get deep into silly season.
All right. Thank you very much, Naughty. Thank you very much, Mary Jane. And to the Bahamas, keep the fire burning.
There you go. That's Mr. Adrian White, MP for St. Ives, for the St. Ives constituency. We're going to take a break right now. On the flip side of the break, I get to the text. So texters, send me some more texts. I got a ton I got to read on the flip side of the break. We'll get to them. And then, of course, we have some other special guests lined up. Before we wrap things up at 6 o'clock here, we are live at the British Colonial Hilton. And it is all part of the FNM's endorsement event for their leader, Mr. Michael Pintaud. As you know, convention is coming up June 1st. And we're doing something for the first time that's been done in this country, an actual endorsement event of an incumbent leader vying to retain the leadership in convention. And it's been a great conversation so far with Mr. Brian Brown, and Mr. Adrian White, and we have some other great guests coming up in short order. So keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
We can praise God in the moonlight. And if you in the bed and
tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit cibcfcib.com/inspired home. Conditions apply. CIBC.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
They say the sun and I shine for all, but they use some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah.
We're back at you, and we are the Thursday edition, the Thursday, May 23rd edition. Yours truly, Naughty, along with Mary Jane, in your company right up until 6 p.m. And it's getting busier and busier and busier, MJ. And yes, I will, before I leave today, make sure to get the streaming link from Pearly. So for those who want to watch at home for this event tonight, this trailblazing event, first time we've ever done an endorsement for the leader, an endorsement event. And they're going to do one, obviously, this evening and into the weekend. So we'll have all the links so you can cover all these events if you can't make it out in person. Now, let me get to the text lines real quick, because you're all texting my movement text, Naughty. All right. Let me jump in on this one. Naughty, I hope whoever loses will join hands with the winner and be a great team player. Together, they could beat the PRP. And watch out for McCartney. He is an opportunist. He's always been an opportunist. Why are you talking about Brian like that, man? Next question. Naughty, I have a question. The Minnesota administration had leased or rented generation that kept the lights on. There were hardly any outages during their administration. And this administration came in and had big debate in the House on it. And the head Mr. Minister had with all the mouth. What is she saying now? We can't take much more of these load shedding. But obviously, load shedding is still going on. Obviously, BPL did not live up to their promises saying, you know, rates would come down. And now rates are going to go up before they come down. So I don't know what kind of mathematics that is. But I have long said, we need to go green. We have sunshine 350 days of the year. There's no reason why we can't be fully operational on solar, sell energy back to the region, and go green and protect what we have. And that, in addition, helps our orange economy and our blue economy. So it all ties in. So at the end of the day, I think we do need to look at that in a mature light and would be more beneficial to the country. Because you know how I feel on fossil fuels and oil drilling and so on and so forth. So that's something definitely that needs to be looked at. We have, I know Mr. Carlton Bowleg will be chiming in short order. We'll get to him in 1 second. But I do have an update for the texter that actually chimed in pertaining to the graduation at UB. And here's further testimony that, you know, pretty further testimony, MJ, that everybody listens to Talking Heads. We are definitely number one in the afternoon. And I'll tell you, we made mention of the UB graduation possibly being canceled or changed because of renovations. And I must thank Mr. Latre Raman from the Office of the Prime Minister, who actually chimed in, sent me some information, and I'm going to get it right now. As a matter of fact, let me pull it up. So we're all on the same page. But I do appreciate the information and the update. Now, just let me find it. Probably grab that microphone and say something until I find this information, man.
Naughty.
Go ahead, MJ.
I think I can help you. Yeah, I can help you out with this a little bit. I'm looking at a post from Mr. Latre Raman. He posted this to X, formerly known as Twitter.
Okay.
It reads, in early April 2024, the Ministry of Works announced that phase one of the National Stadium would be completed in preparation for the IAAF World Relays. The ministry also advised that phase two of the construction work at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium would commence immediately after the completion of the games to ensure the project meets its scheduled deadline. Additionally, the Ministry of Works, along with the National Sports Authority, informed the University of the Bahamas that the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, which has maximum capacity of 7,500, would be made available to host their commencement ceremony, subject to some slight measures to protect the infield diamond. The decision of any venue selection is the responsibility of the University of the Bahamas, end quote. And so that's from the Director of Communications.
That's it right there. Thank you so much.
To what the texter sent in earlier.
So, you know, we like to entertain and inform as well. And like I said, I appreciate, you know, Mr. Rahman sending that information so we have an idea. But then it still boils down. I think we need to do a better job of that moving forward because, you know, I can only imagine how the graduates feel. Now, we got to get back to the text lines. But I do appreciate you chiming in with that, MJ. That was a savior right there. Because I had it, and I lost it. So now, real quick, I got some other texts to get to as well. Here's another one. Let me get right here. One second. Nani, I'm a long-standing PIP who knew Pindar long before he entered politics. I want you and the public to know that when the FNM re-elects Pindar as their leader, I will be voting FNM for the first time in my life. And I am not alone. My mother and other family are looking forward to voting for him as the next Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Naughty. Let everybody know in New Providence, Grand Bahama is rocking hard with Pintard, and we will be in full representation for the convention. All the delegates will be here in Nassau, rocking hard with Pintard. Naughty. MJ, please tell Pintard when he becomes the next PM. Please set fixed election dates. Naughty. Michael Clifton Pintard will win the FNM convention, and Michael Pintard is a Miami Dolphin fan. I have to hear that from Michael Clifton Pintard next Friday when we interview him on the show. Okay? Don't put that information out there, especially with dudes like me, because, you know, sometimes, you know, that might make me look totally different at the situation. Just in this case, I've had so many years of looking at Pearly Askew being a Dolphin fan. I can look at Pintard being a Dolphin fan too. But I won't look at him like I look at Pearly, because I think he got a little more sense as a Dolphin fan than Pearly. Like, accept reality. Like, the Dolphins suck. And they've done that since 1971. And nothing can change. Things can change in this country and in politics. And with the FNM led by Michael Pintard, faster than the Dolphins will win a Super Bowl. Yeah. So take that text and hold on to that. I see what you tried to do there, you know. But ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. Y'all Dolphin fans. Listen here, Roscoe Thompson and Abaco, sit small. Tell your name called. I don't care what you think of Dallas. But thank you for chiming in. And Roscoe Thompson says, you know, that Abaco is rocking hard with Pintard as well. Roscoe, don't cross me, deal with you on Monday when you come on the show, you know, you and your Dolphins, you and Pearly. Getting tired of y'all. All right. Now, with that being said, we have Mr. Carlton Boleg joining us. So I want to get to him, want to welcome him to the show. Mr. Boleg, how are you? I know you're busy down there and Andres doing big things in the big yard. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm fine, man. And listen, I seen you making the rounds recently on social media, vehemently, adamantly putting your foot down, saying, hey, I support Michael Clifton Pintard. Well, now I need you to do it for me on my show. A little less energy, but let me know how you're feeling.
Ah, boy, I'm feeling great, man. You know, I've had the opportunity to work with him, Naughty, and let me tell you something. He's a guy that I'm happy that the Bahamas will see what he have to offer, because he was very inclusive. He's a hard worker. and he's an executioner. He's a guy that makes sure what needs to be done is done. You know, I heard endorsement ran out yesterday from Keith Carroll, and he could not have said it any better, because we all worked very hard together with them to make sure that they got that fishing bill in place. And, you know, it was a move that was made that he knew that it was going to be some backlash, but we worked endlessly to make sure that those fishermen were protected out there and they got what was needed. So that was one of his great accomplishments that he did in the Ministry of Agriculture. I think that everything he put his heart into doing, even listening to his constituents, he was a guy, I watched him in the office, well-organized, doing whatever he needed to do to make sure that their lives were well, you know, that they were empowered. And he did that with, from the bottom of, he's going to get a taste of a person that is he's a game changer, you know, and I think that's what we need at this point in time. You know, the hardest I worked, Naughty, was during the pandemic. I used to work for customs for 20 years, but I put in a lot of hard work in customs, but I've never worked that hard. During the pandemic, it was really, really hard. We used to be on the phone for until like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he calls me like 4 o'clock and asks me, are you up again? We got to go into a Zoom meeting. So, and we did that for basically a whole year, just trying to keep things together, keep moving and making sure that everything was in place, you know? So the Bahamas is going to be looking for a good guy that is going to, a good leader, guy that is going to listen, and he's going to execute, guaranteed.
Now, how does Andres feel collectively as a constituency, Mr. Bole? Because as you know, a lot of talk's been put out there that is like Minas country. So what is the word from Andres today in regards to endorsing Mr. Pindart?
Well, you know, you can say that. I can tell you this. Andres is FNM, and Andres is all Pindart. I don't have no doubt in my mind that he is going to do very well in North Andres. Right now, I can count one person that is going to be there for Dr. Minas. So, you know, it's dominant. You know, and people are ready for the change. You know, all over the place you go to, I don't know if you guys are hearing it, but I am fluently on the ground in throughout this country. I'm in Nassau, Freeport, Andres, Bimini. I go all over. And, you know, people are talking and they're telling and they're saying things, you know. And if you don't listen to the ground, then you're going to find yourself right where you were before. So people aren't playing anymore, Naughty. They're serious with what they're saying, and they want Pindart.
Now,
good
in your capacity,
good
go ahead, MJ. Go ahead, MJ.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Good afternoon, Mr. Boyd. We have to get our time in right, Marty. We'll get it right.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to ask you because you were a member of the Minister's Cabinet. You were a parliamentary secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources. Quite bold headline in one of the dailies today. It reads, Minas snubbed by his former cabinet. Subsequently, if you read the article, it talks about how the majority, it would seem, of former cabinet ministers, parsecs like yourself and others that were a part of the Minas cabinet, have now gone on to endorse your former colleague, Mr. Pindart. Help us understand why the results, the split on who's supporting who, seems to be leaning so heavily toward Mr. Pindart.
Well, I don't know if you guys are really listening to all that they're saying, but from my standpoint, you have somebody that is now in place that, you know, we have to listen to the people. You know, my let me just say this again. I fully endorse Michael Pindart. Because of the person that he is, he's very inclusive, and I think that a lot of people understand that. A lot of my former colleagues understand that you have somebody that is willing to take a risk and do what needs to be done for this country to come. You know, when you listen to the people around you, they're saying they need someone that is going to listen. So, you know, I guess from whatever standpoint it is, as far as my colleagues are concerned, I would say they're doing exactly what the people want. And you can't ignore the ground. Like I keep saying, you cannot ignore the ground on what's going on out there. I will not say that Dr. Minnis didn't do a good job, especially in my constituency. As a matter of fact, a lot of my former colleagues are telling me, you know, I was the guy that had everything done in my constituency. I will always give props where put credit where credit is due. But at the same time, you have to be honest. And if you're going to be honest, a lot of people are saying, you know, the time has come, and I'll tell you exactly what they are saying. They are saying that, you know, if it is so that Dr. Minnis do return, that the PLP will have two terms because they're not going to vote for him. These are not PLPs that are saying this. This is FNM. Well, being in North Andres, I am now looking at the fact that there are a lot of PLPs that are campaigning for Dr. Minnis to return because they're looking for a better chance of winning with him in office rather than a Michael Pintad who will give them a good run for their money. So, yeah, you have a lot of things that are being put on out there. They're putting them out there, but they're not FNMs that are doing it. Maybe some are giving them the information, but a lot of it is just them campaigning to get him back in office.
Well, I've said on this show
one more question, because you're a frontline politician. Tell us what we should expect to see from the Free National Movement once the convention is done. What can Bahamians expect from the Free National Movement, and what are some of your plans that you're hoping to see moving forward?
Well, you know, the country is in a crisis, and there are a lot of things that is going on. You can hear all over the place about taxes. We have to find a way where we can ease the burden on our people. And I know that from the, I would not speak from my party, I would let my leader speak on that part, but based on what is being said in the constituency, we're looking at a lot of people who are being, like, as far as national insurance is being increased right now, new taxation on that. Then you have the BPL bills that has this high fuel surcharge on it. And when you look at the grocery stores, the prices are very high. The fuel prices are high. And people are crying. You know, it's very, very hard out there. I'm helping my constituents every day dealing with stuff. So it is hard. I know that the medication, we have a lot of sick people, not only in North Andres, but throughout the whole country. And they're complaining about the medication. You're paying so much for, you're getting so much of your pension is going on your meds and, you know, just to decide whether you're going to put it on a light bill or get something to eat. So, you know, it's going to be our primary focus to really take the burdens off the back of the people. And that is the thing we're going to, I think, I know for sure I'm going to go hard on with the PLP, because to me, honestly, you know, there's nothing that has been done of significance so far in the last 3 years. And you only have one more year to go before you get into that campaign mode. And I don't see it happen. You know, I just don't see it happen.
All right, Mr. Burdick, I got a question for you. You mentioned earlier, and we've talked with Mr. Adrian White, and we've also talked with Mr. Brian Brown, you know, during this endorsement event that we're here for. And obviously the big event is tonight. This is just getting everybody familiar with what's going on. And I think it's going to be a great event here tonight and well attended as well. But you mentioned that there were a lot of disenfranchised, disgruntled voters that stayed away from the polls. In your opinion, does Mr. Pintard have the leadership qualities to unite Andres for those who are disgruntled and upset and constantly at the FNM? Does he have the potential to unite them and galvanize them and get them out en masse for the next election?
That has already happened. We had a demonstration about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, people are tired and people want to change. And I want to stay on record that, you know, it isn't nothing to do with Dr. Minnis. A lot of people feel as though the era you've been given opportunity and they want to move in another direction. Michael Pintide has shown that he's a leader. A lot of people remembered Michael Pintide from doing a graduation speech. A lot of them look at books that he've written, and a lot of them watched him in Parliament, especially during the Dorian hurricane, with Hurricane Dorian, the way how he interacted with people. And they watched it, and they looked at how he didn't care about F&M or PLP in the constituency of, even in Freeport, it didn't matter. I remember PLP General Billy Joe, he called me, and I were very close, and he was like, you could tell me how Pintide get all the way, and in Marco City, and this guy all over the place. So I can't go and talk nothing bad about him, but I do want to try and do what I can to other people. But that's the heart of this man. I'm telling you, man, he can bring people together. He shows passion. He's a real born leader. And this country needs that. And he's a fighter. He's going to fight.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in, Mr. Boleg, and being so candid from the big yard. Obviously, the next question coming up, and I've got it off the text. I guess this is from your constituents or one of your constituents. Naughty, can you ask Mr. Boleg if Mr. Pintide is successful, if he will offer himself for frontline politics again under the leadership of Michael Pintide?
Wow. You know, I promised that I would have stayed out of to spend time and more time with my family for at least 3 years, because I haven't really put a lot of time there after working for 20 years and going straight into politics. But you know, I love my people. My heart is with my people. And you know, every day I continuously do what I can to help each and every one of them. And you know, I would die fighting for them, because our kids need help in this country, throughout nationwide. And of course, I will do what I can to fight for my people, and I will definitely be back doing what I can do to ensure that their lives are easy, empowered, and making sure that they bring home something to the table.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you chiming in today. All the best to you and the fam. I want you to have a great weekend, and thank you for chiming in. And, you know, always keep us posted what's going on there in Andres, man. You know, we do Abaco on Monday, Crab Bomb on Tuesday.
You know,
I get all this out of day for the big yard.
Guys, make sure you're there to get some of that nice crab soup and crab and dough and crab and rice. We got it all going to be going on there. So we got two big events coming up in Andres, the Crab Fest, and then we have all Andres Regatta, Andres and Berry Island Regatta.
Sound like you're going to be busy, 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 man, Mr. Boleg. And you'll probably definitely be doing regatta, because we do big things with the whole regatta crew. So I'm sure we'll be talking that up on the show leading up to the Andres Regatta as well.
Okay, you guys have a nice day, and do enjoy, and look forward to seeing Pintide, okay?
There you go, Mr. Boleg. Greatly appreciate your time, man. Thank you. Have a great evening. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. We'll take this break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap things up. We are live at the British Colonial, getting everybody ready for the big endorsement event, the F&M endorsement event tonight. They're going to endorse folks from the broad section throughout the far and the wide, the length and the breadth of this archipelago we call the Bahamas. We'll be here tonight in support, so we'll definitely see how it goes. And it looks like it's going to be a well-attended event, because the room half park already, and they ain't even opened the doors. People getting there early. Jesus, Lord, look at what you see here. But I ain't seen you since King Hatshepsut was a hammer. Last time we saw you, you was holding flag for Papa. Anyhow, let's go to the break. We are live from the British Colonial Hilton right here. Talking Heads, the May 23rd, Thursday, May 23rd edition continues right after this.
And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. and more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and never know, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
We're back at you right here on the Thursday, May 23rd edition of Talking Heads, which continues right now, 5:54 p.m. is the time. Down the home stretch we come. And don't forget, tomorrow, MJ and I will be live in studio with our special guest, Arinthia Komolafi. We're definitely going to have a great conversation with her. And you never know, we'll probably get an endorsement out of her as well tomorrow. So, before we get out, I want to thank MJ for chiming in as always, holding it down, doing a great job. Everybody who chimed in, who texted in, good stuff. I think I got one or two more. Naughty, I can only predict one election. That is the general election. If Pinto leaves, the FNM, here's my sure prediction. PLP 46 seats and FNM 3. Mark my words. Okay. Text up. You just sent me that.
Wow.
Put down the glass and step away from the bottle of aristocrat. Put down the glass and step away from the bottle of aristocrat. Do it now for your own personal safety and health. MJ, you heard that one?
They added 10, extra seats. I think it's a joke. I don't know.
That's 49. So, Texter, you know, you know about a boundary cut. We don't know about it. And seats being out of it.
Might know something. My thing is, though, Naughty, it has been quite interesting listening to our guests today, Mr. Brian Brown, Mr. Adrian White, Mr. Carlton Goleg. Everyone that has endorsed Mr. Pintard today has, like I said earlier, seemed very enthusiastic. I'm very curious to see what the party looks like, what the Free National Movement looks like coming out of this convention, to see how quickly they're able to coalesce a leadership team and to start working towards whatever goals they have leading up to the general election. Because it's not going to be a cakewalk. I mean, you know, this government, you do hear a lot of complaints, and of course you see a lot of things that you would prefer to have done better by them. But traditionally, these things are always close. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. The Free National Movement certainly will have a lot of work to do, you know, to prepare themselves to try and win the government.
Well, MJ, I didn't catch the last piece of that. You kind of clipped out. Could you just repeat that for me?
No, I was saying that it's not going to be a cakewalk, and the Free National Movement will still have a lot of work to do leading up to the next elections in order to convince persons, particularly persons who may be apathetic, who may feel that, you know, both parties are very similar and that their vote doesn't make a difference. They're going to have to do a lot of work to convince, you know, people to support the party and to overcome what happened the last election. So it'll be interesting to watch how quickly they're able to coalesce around their leadership team post this convention.
Great. And I want to thank you for chiming in again today. Good stuff as always, MJ. I will see you shortly. But I do have to get a link out right now because I know folks have been very interested in wondering where they can see this event tonight. So I'll tell you exactly where you can find it. And big up to the whole Grand Bahama crew as well. getting ready to come in town. But Grand Bahama rocking hard with Pintard, boy. Y'all blowing up this text all afternoon, boy. Pick up the Drew Burris and the crew, man, holding it down, man, all the time. All right, here we go. You can definitely see the event real easy. It's the Michael C. Pintard Unstoppable Together endorsement event live this Thursday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. And all you have to do is go to Michael C. Pintard Facebook page, his personal Facebook page, Michael C. Pintard. The event will be there. You can click on the event at 7. The link is there. The stream is on, and you will be able to see the whole entire event as it emanates from the British Colonial. All right? So I want to thank everybody who chimed in today. And before I get out of here, I think MJ's got one more before we get out of here. What you got, MJ?
No, I was just going to ask you if that is the, because I keep hearing you say rocking hard with Pintard. Is that what they're going with?
No, I think they're going with Unstoppable Change. And I think Grand Bahama saying rocking hard with Pintard.
I mean,
and if you want to know what I say, just check out them coldest videos that I've been releasing.
A little ring to it.
What say?
I said, no, it has a little ring to it, but it's kind of close to the last one, right? Maybe they should switch from rock to roll. I don't know, but you let me know. You're good at those things.
We can work it out. We can work it out.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know me, I can get creative. And everybody who's got the coldest running again, up and running again, you all really like the coldest, man, and I really appreciate all the support. Averaging almost 100,000 viewers on each. Like the videos, share the videos, like the Facebook page, get them out there, follow them. And it's not just this one thing I talk about. You know, I talk about everything Bahamian that affects Bahamians on the coldest. So keep following, keep liking, keep sharing, and we'll get it done, man. All right? Appreciate y'all for everybody who's a part of the coldest and making it happen. We truly appreciate the likes, the shares, and the support, man. All right, we're wrapping things up here for my producer in studio, Kermie D. Wally, the genius extraordinaire on location. Pearly, who running around here. And MJ, who chimed in today. Great stuff. All our guests, all our Texans, all our callers, good stuff. And we will see you mañana right here on Talking Heads, where our guest will be Arinthia Komalafi. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you mañana.
Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them that the sun is worth more than gold. Oh, yeah.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.